This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Kicking off the broadcast week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN all over planet Earth. Those of you listening or watching live at robertscottbell.com, yes, indeed, you're rewarded because you're here. And my good buddy John Rappaport, investigative journalist, is here too, making sense out of the senseless. And there's plenty of senseless stuff going on out there in the fear porn of invisible boogeymen and women called viruses. And we'll get to that today on the show. I know, we got to, and we're going to. This past week, John wrote an article called COVID Going to the Root Cause. And apparently, he mentioned the Robert Scott Bell Show, so we're no longer the best-kept secret in health talk media, John. Darn it, you let everybody know. It's out of the bag.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
Well, we'll have to deal with an audience now. It just used to be me and you talking. you know, root causes are something that you think that everybody would be all about that, right? Anytime there's an issue or a problem or a challenge, you're like, the first thought is like, I wonder what the root cause of this is so we can just stop it from happening. But it's not, is it? We've been kind of programmed as a species to do anything but find the root cause, address it, eliminate it, alter it, so we can continue in a perpetual state of a horrible dance around the symptoms of whatever it may be, politically, economically, medically, etc. And, you know, the COVID crisis of 2020, however fictional we may claim it is, it's become real because, as you know, perception becomes reality.
Indeed. I couldn't agree more. This idea of just skirting along the surface and trying to figure out what's going on sort of at a very superficial level, making a few connections here and there, and then just moving past it, that doesn't work, and everybody really knows it. It's just postponing the inevitable. So that's a habit that certainly leaders have gotten into. And I think one of the problems is that when you go to the root of things, you discover that the crime that was committed or the crime that is being committed does not have a solution unless you dig it up by the root. That's why not all that many people want to go to the root. It's like saying, well, gee, you know, if we went to the root of the whole virus problem, look what we might discover, which is that the viruses themselves are not really the problem at all, and that we've been treated to 100 years of propaganda about germs to make us afraid, so on one level, major corporations can sell gigantic amounts of drugs. Oh, boy, I don't know whether we want to go there, because look at all that we would have to dig up. Let's yeah. just pretend that the problem is, yeah, now and then there's a drug that shouldn't have been allowed into the marketplace, and we have to get rid of it, but all in all, things are okay. No, things are not okay.
John, if you wanted to establish one world government, you know, centralized bureaucracy, even beyond the centralized bureaucracy we're already experiencing in America, I always thought there were two ways they could go about it. One was the way we've been discussing for years, the germ theory. Get everybody afraid of a germ, and therefore all differences should melt away because, you know, what do you say about the germ? It's not a Democrat, it's not a Republican, it's not black, it's not white, it's not a this religion. And so everybody would say, oh, man, drop everything because it is so scary. The only thing that can save us is whatever they say they're going to save us with. Vaccine, who knows. The other play was aliens from another planet coming down. And I'm like, well, why didn't they do that? That would have been a little bit more entertaining, I think, than to watch the invisible fear porn of viruses or what we call endogenous exosomes being the play here. So is there a perspective that you've seen as we go to the root cause today again that they feel like they've got to pull this out now because they're on the verge of either succeeding or failing? It wasn't like they were going to string it on anymore. Something about this year was the year they felt it all came together. This is the year we can pull it off and succeed and make everybody abandon liberty and adopt a one-world government under the religion of Big Pharma.
Well, I think it's possible that they saw a huge financial crisis looming up on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
In my conversations with Catherine Austin Fitz, she has certainly done more than just mention that. And the way I understand it is you can invent money out of thin air for a certain length of time, and then you can invent money on top of that. But eventually you come to the end of the road where you don't have a consensus among nations, among banks, among whoever has to agree to keep the charade going, that you can keep on doing this. It just gets to be too obvious and too impossible to pay it off, to keep on issuing. You know, can we issue another $30 trillion in order to take us off the hook for the other money that we invented out of thin air? And if the answer comes back no, then a new system has to be invented, not just another dodge, but a new system. And if that is going to be digital currency in which everybody is tied to a central authority, and that authority has the power of survival or not survival over everybody. Mm. You have an account, and the amount in your account is tied to your behavior, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If that is the vision, and certainly it appears that it is, especially if you check in on China, then they needed a story to produce a catastrophe like the, quote, pandemic, to act as a kind of cover under which they could say, well, we have to just reweight, make the whole world. There's got to be a completely new normal. We can't go back to anything about the way it was and what they're really talking about, on the one hand, is a new currency system.
And as we've seen,
so that crisis could have been why it's this
yes.
year.
And I think you nailed it. And Catherine Austin Fitz has been brilliant in this realm for many years on the economics of this. You know, I posit the question. It's like, why now? And that is as plausible an explanation, logical an explanation of any that I can come up with as well. That, you know, it's pretty soon trillions upon trillions, and you're talking real money or big money or something or fake money, and it's going to collapse. What can we do to distract from that collapse and say, no, the collapse is really because of a virus, which is not our fault. We didn't do it. And at the same time, then you have some level, at least theoretically, of a plausible deniability. Oh, it wasn't the system itself, but it's the fear now that money carries this germ, this virus. And so everybody should just go along. We're going to digitize the dollar. And yeah, no problem. And then, of course, we see the concerns that I have, that you have for that, is compliance and behavior. How do we get people that know better than taking a vaccine, much less a coronavirus vaccine that isn't on the market yet? We just tie it into your ability to get on an airplane, go shopping for groceries, or even having access to the money you think you're working for at a job. at that point with a digital currency, like in China, they've already proven that they can just shut you down. Social currency, if you can call it that. And they know everything about you, what you say, what you believe, where you've gone. And at that point, they've got you. If you want to live, you've got to comply with them. I don't think it's going to be as easy as they think, if they think that it will be here in America, because there are a lot of people that are on to them. And that may be part of the acceleration of a phony disaster of a viral pandemic.
Yes, I don't think it's going to be an easy, you know, just, okay, here we go. No. No, I don't think so at all. Which adds to them trying to make this seem as dire as possible. So, yeah, I think that's one of the roots here. Talk about going to the root of the poisonous tree.
Mm-hmm.
They figure, okay, look, we've got to stage something now. And that's why it's important. And then they look at the whole issue of vaccination. And we've seen their professionals, public health bureaucrats, come out and say, we have a big problem. More and more people are refusing vaccines, don't want to get vaccinated, or their kids vaccinated, and they have questions for doctors about the safety of vaccines, and we don't have answers. That was from a World Health Organization type a major conference, vaccine summit, last year. They're admitting, you know, we're in trouble here. We can't sell it. More and more people are refusing to accept our explanations, which are really very poor explanations. They don't have anything of substance. And so what are we going to do? Well, what you do is you install panic and terror and fear about a virus, come in behind that with the vaccine, which you say will save everybody, demand that everybody gets the vaccine, and there you go. And what you and I have been doing all these years is going to the root of that tree and saying, well, what is a vaccine? What is vaccination? What is it based on? What's the premise involved to begin with? We know that there's poisons in the vaccines, for sure, and there are lots of different germs being injected directly into the body, bypassing the normal channels of immune defense.
Well, hold that thought. We're up on a break. We are not going to poison you back to health here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. John Rappaport and I do not subscribe to that bogus theory, but we are going to talk to you about getting to the root of the poisonous tree, which includes vaccination as well, and we'll be back after this to do that.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up at the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and it'll take you also to nomorefakenews.com. I hope that you're already signed up for email alerts with John and also with me here at robertscottbell.com. We'll keep you plugged in to all of the things that will empower you to see through the lies, the illusions, the fear, the panic, the terror, as they keep ratcheting it up, because it's all they got. If you like fear and it just drives you, this is probably not your greatest show, because even though we'll acknowledge the things that could be scary, we'll immediately come right back in with all the reasons and logic that it's really not scary. It's an illusion. And participating in it could be your demise. But once you see what it really is, you can laugh at it. And a lot of people are standing up and going, not for me, not for my family. And that's part of the panic to shut down and censor us. And friends that do similar things like this, John, and you were going into some of that root of that poisonous tree, helping people understand it.
Yes. So that's another aspect of going to the root. Okay, so vaccination, this vaccination, that. What is it all about? Why do we need it? What is the theory of how it works? Does the body actually work that way? And, you know, you and I have explored this in great depth over the years. And in our own separate ways, we come to the conclusion that, no, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And one of the things that I always tell people is, it's supposed to be a rehearsal for the real thing. Just that idea alone. You see, we're going to inject you with a version of the germ that you might get later in real life to alert your immune system so that it will respond when the real thing comes along. Well, what made you think that my immune system wouldn't do that on its own without a rehearsal? Where did you get that idea that a rehearsal was necessary in the first place? Even if it was legitimate and non-toxic and so on, where did that idea come from? And you look at it and you see, well, didn't really come from anything sensible. It was just some sort of crazy idea that was probably had its root in something like an ancient version of homeopathy, maybe, where in another culture altogether, possibly in China, who knows, there was an idea that if you took very tiny bits of something that was provocative to the immune system, that it might alert the body or make the body move into action a little bit better. But, I mean, that would have been just nothing, really, compared with the toxic assault of a vaccination. So we go to that route so that people can begin to see, wait a minute, this whole thing is an illusion. Vaccination. Shouldn't we be talking about the immune system itself, as you've so eloquently done over the years, the terrain of the body being the important thing, the vibrancy and resiliency and cleanliness of that terrain versus the germ.
Right, right. And John, you know, Zach Bush, who's a medical doctor, he's been writing extensively on the terrain, and he's doing some great work. He talks about the fact that there's no such thing as an immune system, right? Like you have a respiratory system, a digestive system, a nervous system. And my mentor in homeopathy often said, what's the immune system? You don't even need an immune system. You just need to be healthy. The health and function of every cell in your body is what you need. And so we've kind of disconnected this immune system from the very health and function and metabolism of every living cell in our body. And we've kind of created something that isn't actually in existence, if that makes sense.
Wow. That's a great thought. I love it. Yeah, because you look at the description of what the immune system is classically, and you're looking at military warfare. That's the model. Okay, so we have an invader, an enemy. Okay, right, that's the germ. And now we have the army to defend, which is the immune system. And that army is made up of different regiments and elements, and they have their own functions. And the antibodies are the scouts that go out among the invaders and identify them so that we can then bring up the big guns of the T cells to wipe out the killer cells, and the T cells to wipe out the invaders. So that would be the system. And I think that Zach Bush is absolutely right. That's a distorted and reduced view of what is actually going on, which is, are you healthy throughout the body?
Let's undistort it. Talk more about that when we come back. Get to the root cause of the poison tree so that you can be well and heal. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane warnings are in effect for the Gulf Coast as two tropical storms, Laura and Marco, aim for the U.S. Marco is expected to strengthen and hit Louisiana tomorrow. Dan Brown with the National Hurricane Center.
Right now we're forecasting it to be a Category 1 hurricane at landfall. Again, some uncertainty in that, but strong winds will be an issue.
Crews are fighting hundreds of wildfires, two dozen of them major.
Most of them were started by lightning strikes, according to meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
It is a thunderstorm with little to no rain, with lightning, and it produces and sparks additional wildfires. So that was really the culprit for some of the largest fires that are burning out of control across central and northern California.
Tens of thousands have been evacuated, and six people have died. This is USA Radio News. A proposed cut to the military health care system has some defense officials saying it could effectively gut the Pentagon's health care system during a nationwide pandemic. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
There's a report that Defense Secretary Mark Esper's cost-cutting review of the Defense Department has led to a proposed huge $2.2 billion cut in military health care. Politico says some defense officials say such a reduction could gut the Pentagon's health care system, and during a nationwide pandemic, it quotes two unnamed senior defense officials as saying that the ongoing budget review has been rushed and driven by an arbitrary cost savings goal. And they say the cuts would imperil the health care for millions of military personnel and their families, especially as the nation is grappling with COVID-19. Esper and his deputies have argued that America's private health care system could pick up the slack.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
What if our immune response, the things that John Rappaport just described, you know, in what they call classic immunology, talking about warfare mentality, always about warfare. There they attack these scouts, the killers, this and that. What if our immune system or immune response is about removing or helping to identify and remove debris that the microbes, they call pathogens or germs, are trying to help carry out as well, to correct an imbalance in the terrain when it becomes toxic or deficient and dysfunctional? Could it be a completely different view, John, that we've been sold for a lot of years for, well, profitable controlling purposes now playing themselves out to distract us from economic Twinkies, otherwise known as Federal Reserve notes?
I think the answer to that is yes. I think that is exactly what's been going on. Because health is not profit. At a very base level, you can look at it that way. how am I going to make a pile of money selling a story if the story is, are you healthy or not? And if you're not, here are some tips on how to get healthy. Here are some ways to become more healthy. I'm not hearing anything medical yet. You know, where are the drugs? Where are the vaccines? Et cetera, et cetera. And you don't see that in that kind of picture. Therefore, it's a no sale.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire thrust of Rockefeller medicine, let's call it, for the last 100 years has been to play up the tremendous fear of the germ. And I'm not saying that these germs, you know, play absolutely no role at any time in any situation whatsoever, but that the situations are not as people believe they are.
Right. Could it be that they are the result of the imbalance of the terrain as opposed to the cause of the imbalance of the terrain? And if we look out in an environment, a pristine lake, mountain lake that hasn't been polluted and toxic, you find it's teeming with all kinds of life forms, but no apparent pathogenic, as they call it, life forms, right? These things that they say, oh, that's a disease, you know, these bacteria, there's fungus there, there's all kinds of viruses, whatever it is, and you don't see much of that. But the moment you alter the pristine nature of that lake and you dump toxic poisons in it, heavy metals, glyphosate, suddenly you see new life forms appearing as if to be spontaneously, where did that come from? Did it beam down from the Starship Enterprise? You've added an element into that lake, synthetic, not life, but synthetic toxic poisons or even heavy metals that exist on the planet in an imbalanced way. And suddenly life changes to remediate that burden or that deficiency. And as I say, as a starting point, if you look at it that way, you have a completely different, you're looking at the same thing, but with two different sets of eyes or consciousness. One, you have to attack and kill what you're finding growing there. But the other one says, no, no, it's growing there to help remediate the toxic poisons that have been added to this pristine environment where everything was in balance.
And that ties in with something that I've been writing about for a long time, which is you introduce toxicity into an environment and people get sick and they die.
Mm-hmm.
So now look at what happens. The cover story that's used time and time and time again is, no, that's not what happened. What happened was a virus appeared. A virus from an animal, whatever, jump species, et cetera, et cetera. And this is what's causing the problem. Well, now you have the medical complex involved. Oh, well, this is our specialty. Yeah, well, as it turns out, a branch of your operation actually went in there and fabricated the whole story about the virus to begin with, so that then another wing of the medical apparatus could move in and say, now we have to wipe out the virus. And that's going to cost a lot of money. And we've got the way to do it. When in fact, what you needed to do was to go back to the beginning and say, well, how did this happen? Oh, toxicity was introduced into the environment. Where did it come from? Who did it? What kind of toxicity? How can we find it? How can we cure that and heal it? Or do we really need to, if we can cut off the continuing source of it, will the earth in that area heal itself? Et cetera, et cetera. Now you're looking at things from an entirely different point of view.
And it is one that is not fear-based at all. It's quite extraordinary. It's like, you watch miracles occur. And, you know, as a homeopathic healer for many years, just watching simply by removing the inflow, as you pointed out so well, the toxins, the burden, just stopping the inflow. And watch things correct without any intervention at all. Just watch what the body and the miracle of life, whether you call it an immune system response as well, suddenly the body comes back to life. We didn't have to kill anything at all in that case. And of course, that destroys the entire warfare mentality of allopathic, pharmaceutical, toxic medicines. including the antibiotics, that we could argue, some could argue, well, there's not a place for it. Really, yeah, you get into a crisis, you can temporarily stem off death from an overwhelming amount of microbes growing to try and remediate an environment that becomes so toxic that you're going to die. But if you ignore that, these patients end up chronically ill, as we talk about the difference between an acute challenge to chronic illness, which is where the profit is, and the weakness that becomes endemic to the population.
Well said. So we rearrange the picture. We go to the root of the tree. We see the poison, the toxin, and so forth. And what do we discover there? We discover a whole new way to look at things, a whole new point of view that makes a great deal more sense. And it doesn't have, as you say, the fear attached to it. There's no looking around, darting your eyes, and saying, where is the virus? Where is it coming from? What do we do? None of that. It's just, okay, we can fix this. We fix the flow. We stop the flow of this bad stuff from happening, and the healing will begin. It will happen. And I've told this story a number of times, probably in conversations with you, about the doctor who called me up out of the blue when I was writing AIDS Inc. back in 1987 and had a little clinic in Africa where he was treating so-called AIDS patients. That is a perfect illustration of this. And basically what he told me, to shrink it all down, was he took these people into a small clinic, gave them nice clean space, rest, peace, for the first time in God knows how long for them, nutritious food. They grew a little soybeans, which they could eat and also sell for a minor amount of money, so they actually began to make, some money. And he said all their AIDS symptoms are gone. And then he said to me, so what do I do now? He's asking me, what do I do now? He was caught in the middle between two models, mm-hmm. two views of reality, and he couldn't navigate. On the one hand, he knew that he was supposed to give them some heavily toxic poisonous drug to kill the virus, but on the other hand, he saw that they were healed because he had gone to the root of the situation, which had nothing to do with anything except the environment in which these people lived.
Time and time again, this comes up, the schism between an allopathic viewpoint, which may be appropriate for intervention in a crisis such as being hit by a bus and ripped apart and they put you back together, versus applying that same concept of triage to people who have been poisoned over time. Not in an acute way necessarily, or it could be, but chronically over time. And so those of us who have argued, if we just clean up, and I'm not the first one to say this by any stretch of the imagination, you can go to Rudolf Steiner and others, homeopaths, Claude Bernard, of course, going back to the origin in a modern context of the law of the terrain, we go to Antoine Béchamp. And it's not a new story, but it completely destroys the profitable narrative of victimhood in disease. That what we believe impacts what we do. If we believe that we can eat anything and not have a consequence, and if there is a consequence, it's a germ, and we can go to a doctor and get chemo to kill it, then we live a certain way, and then we become more sick, chronic, and dependent. And, of course, that affects every aspect of life, and we continue living with more and more poison until we can no longer live at all. So if we're going to the root of the poisonous tree here, and then we go to the issue of the virus. And then people are asking, is the virus real? Well, part of me says, whether it's real or not is not the right question. It's like, why are you sick? That's the right question. And if you point at something that is like, there's no real test to detect it in reality, you're dancing around something that keeps you distracted from the real question, and then, of course, the real response.
Yes, indeed. That's where this whole thing leads. And then, to come back up to where we are now, mm-hmm. look at what's been done. Not only do we have to attack the virus in the current scenario and story that we're being sold, attack it with drugs, attack it with vaccines and so forth, but we have to shut down the entire production engine of the planet, lock down everybody, and separate them from each other, and imprison everybody and keep them away from each other in order to defeat this phantom germs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just, once you build insanity on top of the root and keep on building layers of insanity, this is the outcome that you finally get to, you know, which is kind of like we had to destroy the village in order to save it.
Yes,
that's,
we need to.
That's where you end up.
Yes.
So that should be a clue. If this is where we are, and this is the story that we're being sold right now, then it's not only insane, but it must be layers and levels of insanity piled on each other to have gotten to that point.
Well, how do we find our way back? Well, one of those things is you read the writings of John Rappaport. You join us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as often as you can, and we'll help you navigate it, and then you'll be able to see clearly without us. We don't need us. It's just some way to look at things a little bit differently, and then suddenly it all becomes clear. We're going to clear it up even further after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you can handle the truth based on the facts, well, you're enjoying this conversation as much as I am with John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Again, robertscottbell.com. Links are up. Banners are up. Support the show. You can become a Patreon supporter of it. We're doing an Ask Me Anything tomorrow night. It'll be 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific at robertscottbell.com. You can see how to do that. John Rappaport available at No More Fake News. You can support him, sign up for his newsletter, and all the wonderful things that you do, John. And when we get together, it's just a blast.
Yeah, this is a revelation for me, too, this conversation. The whole idea of the immune system versus the health of the body. The emphasis on the word system.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that if we were to explore this further at some other time, we could come to the conclusion that other things that are being said about the way the body works, this system and that system and so on and so forth, mm-hmm. it really isn't true either. One of the conversations off the record that I had with Dr. Barbara Starfield of Johns Hopkins School of Public Health before she died, she basically said to me that she didn't want to continue to look into, I don't know how she put it exactly, a sort of sectioning off of the human being into there's this condition and that condition, and then we have to look at this condition. It's very specific and complex and so forth. And she said, looking at it from, you know, kind of a conventional medical point of view, when are we going to look at the entire body as all connected? Because that's what it is. That's what's happening. And although it may seem at times, and it could be true at times, that you need to focus on one thing in order to do the right kind of job, such as repairing a broken bone or something of that sort, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That much of the time, what you need to do is look at the whole picture.
Wow. Barbara Starfield, we've quoted, you've written about her extensively. Repeat that whole idea, what she found out, that modern medicine basically, and all of its trappings, specifically the medical drugs approved by FDA, were the third leading cause of death, causing, 106 to 225,000 deaths a year. Some have expanded that to be much greater. And still, most people don't bat an eye. There are no congressional hearings on this. How is it possible that our quote-unquote mandatory monopoly medical system is the, third leading, if not second or first leading cause of death? And you talk about levels of cognitive dissonance that you go, nah, you can never pull that off. They'll never believe that. And it's like, well, yeah, it's been institutionalized. And here we are talking about ideas and perspectives that may be new to all of you listening, or maybe if you're very well read, you'll say, as John said, you know, back in ancient China, before communism, Chinese medicine, 5,000 years old and more, Ayurveda, other systems, even homeopathy in a semi-modern context, tapped into a whole different way to look at the body. And somehow we've adopted a complete false ideology, religion or cult, that we've followed without asking some of the basic questions, you know, which include a lot that you're writing about. Is the virus real? And even if it is, what is it really?
Yeah, what is it really? That's the next level down. What is it really? And what do we need to actually be thinking about and talking about and working toward? And then there's another level of this whole thing, which is the state of mind that a person is in.
Mm-hmm.
And the state of their, I don't know the right word for it at the moment, but it's how they conceive of their own health. That it isn't only a physical situation, because no matter what picture you have, if you're totally jammed into the notion that I'm just talking about something physical here and that's it, and that it's just a matter of atoms and particles and cells and those.
30 seconds.
Eventually you come up against another brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's more to it than that.
Yeah.
Because there are non-physical factors that impinge on the physical, which make all the difference in the world.
Well, you opened up a whole other discussion point we might not be able to get to till next week. And that is being trapped in a physical limitation type consciousness and not recognizing there's so much more to life going all the way to the spiritual levels. And we love discussing that too. John Rappaport, my friend, another great episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show with you.
Fantastic, Robert. Thank you so much.
Remember, the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.